This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. An 11-year-old Brooklyn boy with a big personality and a colorful name lit up the television sets all over the nation last night. Cerulean Ozero, who lives in Park Slope, was the star of Jeopardy, winning more than $25,000 on the first night of the game show's Kids Week. And he joins me now in studio to talk about his experience. Welcome to WNYC, Cerulean.
Thank you.
And congratulations. What a big deal that is.
Thank you.
What was it like to be on the show?
It was really fun. I enjoyed it quite a lot. Even before I was on, I really liked meeting both the kids and the other people involved, like the contestant coordinators and Alex, for example. I also really liked seeing the set and the background, like the green room and that sort of thing.
So you started out slowly, and then you built up a huge lead, and then you risked all your money on a daily double.
1,600 vocabulary.
Answer? Daily double. Well, you're on a roll. You're the only player who has given me any responses in this Double Jeopardy round, and you have $11,000 to put at risk.
Well, I've always wanted to say, let's make it a true daily double.
Wow, there was that gasp in the
yes.
room. Your moms were in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Trebek said they must have had a minor heart attack. Are you a betting man? What made you go so big?
Well, I had always wanted to say it, and I felt like I was fairly confident in the category.
Yeah, so what was the category?
It was vocabulary, and I had gotten the previous three clues right, so.
You got the answer right, too. Mm-hmm. What is a barometer? But it took a while.
Well, I knew that a barometer measured atmospheric pressure, but I had never heard of it before measuring change. So I was a little worried, so I thought that through. And then when I came back today after watching it, my science teacher, Mr. Conway, gave me a barometer as a present.
Oh, how nice. Where do you go to school?
Anderson School, PS334.
All right. A shout out to 334. How did you prepare for Jeopardy?
Well, there are a few categories that I knew that I wouldn't be very good at, such as sports, the Bible, anything with pop culture, especially like TV shows, and the human body. So I studied a bit of those. I didn't actually study very much sports. Which actually kind of cost me a little bit, but I won anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
You were vindicated in the end.
Yes, I was. But I did study a lot of TV shows, which didn't really help me in my game. But while I was watching some of the other Kids Jeopardy games, because they're all recorded on the same day, there were a few clues that I knew from studying. So if I had been in one of those games, I would have known.
You also obviously watch a lot of Jeopardy. Why do you love the show?
Well, the fast pace, it's really interesting to see how contestants do, how much they wager, what they're good at and bad at. And also, it's just a test of knowledge, and I really like that.
You dressed as Alex Trebek for Halloween?
Yes, that was a few years ago. Like gray hair, the mustache, and it was at the time when he'd broken his foot, so his cast and a suit, naturally.
Uh-huh. What's he like?
Everyone has asked me that. I feel like he's exactly like he is on television. He's really nice. He's kind of funny. He's very personable.
Okay.
He talks a lot with the audience.
You couldn't talk about the show until after it aired. It was taped in October. Does it feel different now? You went back to school. You're a Jeopardy winner, a TV star. How did that feel?
Well, everyone congratulated me, my assistant principal and my principal, when they heard about it. They put up little posters telling everyone to watch, so a lot of positive feedback.
You're spending your award money on math camp? Is this true?
Well, some of it. I'm not really thinking about that, maybe a little bit. My mom says I should probably use it for that because I kind of want to go to it. Also, some for college. Maybe go on a vacation. Just a small amount I would like to just buy some books and games and that sort of thing. And some of it I would like to save for my emergency fund.
Very good. And I say take your moms out for dinner.
Oh, yes, I certainly will do that.
Cerulean Ozero is an 11-year-old who lives in Park Slope, Brooklyn. He was last night's champion of Jeopardy's Kids Week. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.